This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Back. So now that we're back to Genesis, I'm just going to say we're looking at a war right now. I believe we're already in World War III, but just is it going to stop or is it going to be terminated somehow? We're basically seeing cyber hacking. I even had to move my website to a more secure server because it's being hacked so much. And that's just our neutral medical site, so people get e-commerce and not get delays and so on. We have situations where the Russians, I got this some years ago, were able to hack and show that they can do it into the air traffic controllers for airlines. They can hack into our power grid. They can hack into the lines, for example, for oil distribution system, which they did, I think, last year, and they got had to be paid off, you know, $10 million, I think, in order to just undo the actual cyber hack to the actual distribution of oil. So it's more than one thing going on here. We're going to have a shortage of fertilizer because Russia has a big shortage of fertilizer and so is Ukraine. We're going to have a number of corporations that were Western that were in Russia. Now Russia is just taking over without any royalties. I heard, for example, the 640-some McDonald's are being taken over by Russia. And I heard there's a funny joke that they take the M and tilt it to the side so it looked like a B for borscht. And they're now Russian fast food places. I mean, things are getting more and more bizarre. I mean, almost like you're in a nightmare. And I don't think really people realize that the end of this may be a chemical or biological weapon that's been there stored for decades, or the use of weather warfare or scalar warfare. And the very last item here, which is the most devastating of all, of course, is the use of chemical, biological, nuclear. And the nuclear ones, we have hypersonic nuclear weapons sitting in Central America, Nicaragua, and La Orchil Island. And whenever we tried to contact with John Spring, President Trump, previously we got nowhere with them, none, no response whatsoever. No, even though we were getting written letters back from him, we never acknowledged the fact that we were giving him intel that he could double check. He doesn't have to believe us. I mean, we are citizens that have, you know, work, and he's a geographic expert, John W. Spring, and I'm a doctor, and just an MD doctor that just happened to take care of employees working in the U.S. Space Command and Missile Defense Command. I mean, I was their doctor. So, and Greg, now that you're back, I mean, we're in World War III right now. I don't know what they're going to do in Brussels, but they say they want to do all these things, but I don't see a lot of action happening, whether it's dropping by airdrop these S-300, S-400 systems, getting those Polish planes in the air so they can fight against the Russians and create a no-fly zone. I think if we just give them all the equipment they want, the Ukrainians will stop the Russians cold, because I heard that up to 25% of the Russian army has been wiped out by Ukraine. They killed a lot of Ukrainians already. They destroyed a lot of cities with, you know, scorched earth policy. But by no means have the Russians just waltzed in there to take over the damn place. They're being annihilated daily. And they can't do a regular warfare engagement, so they just want us to get pulled back and fire missiles at a distance that destroy civilian buildings and so on. Your comments. Go ahead.
I've got a few, all right? And I'm sure that they won't be good comments that everybody agrees with, all right?
But they're supported by your knowledge and evidence, which may be different than what I say, maybe more likely similar to what John W. Spring, because I think we're in disaster zone, and I don't know all the details, but we're when I see the people that are supposed to be going to work this out are doing a pretty poor job of it, including even the people that I can see even in Brussels. I don't see it solving the problem.
Well, there's a couple of questions that I have on my mind, okay? And one of them is we had this joker in the White House by the name of Trump, all right? And I'm open to suggestions, okay, and responses, is that Donald Trump, didn't he have an extraordinary batch of business going on with the former workers' paradise in Russia. Didn't he have a big Trump hotel there in Moscow?
In Moscow, yeah, he did.
And didn't he actually host, for the first time in history, U.S. history, a group of Russians to walk into the Oval Office? Okay,
right, if I remember. Right.
Yeah, right. And I'm getting a real creepy feeling about Mr. Trump and the Russians. All right, and it's probably pretty justified because first of all, is Mr. Trump doesn't like losing being in a position of losing business and losing his Trump Towers there in Moscow. And so I just have a feeling that there's been some communications between Mr. Trump and Vladimir Putin. Okay, the strong man.
Okay, he's thinking that he's going to try to offer something. He doesn't really have anything to offer, what I see.
Well, I'm judging by Mr. Trump's behavior in all of this, is that basically he says, hey, look. Okay. Yeah, and anybody can contest this. Is hey, look, I'm a criminal. Yeah, and everybody steps back and says, aghast. Oh my God, yes, a criminal. He points out, look, the Atlantic City casinos. You know, I dealt with organized crime to do all the financing, the purchase of the Atlantic City casinos. And those were organized mafiosa chieftains that I was doing business with. And basically, he has always said that that's what Vladimir Putin is, an organized criminal chieftain. All right.
Right.
And I don't think anybody can test that at this point. So I'm getting a feeling.
I haven't seen any policies from Trump's statements saying anything other than supplying supplies to actually give the Ukrainians their supplies. So although there may have been those things in the past, I don't think that really has any major bearing on what's going on right now. And I can't see how he's going to offer anything because he can't. I mean, right now he's really a non-politician. He's a pre-politician, if you want to call it. So, you know, if they take over the Congress and Senate in the fall, in November, then maybe he can do something to get legislation passed if they actually, impeach Harrison and Biden. But I don't think he has anything to offer them right now.
Well, what I'm really saying is this, is that Vladimir Putin, the premier of Russia, okay, he's basically operating somebody's playbook, all right? He's very clearly doing exactly what he wants to do, and if anybody tells him he can't do it, he just blows him off, makes a big joke, ha ha, laugh laugh, and does it and goes ahead and does it. He hasn't paid the slightest bit of attention to any of the warnings, concerns, any of the issues from the Western world, and especially the United States when it comes to dealing with former ally, okay, and Ukraine was our ally. All right.
Right. So, in other words, you haven't seen big statements by Trump, although I get like a half dozen times a day when I'm wanting money. I agree with you. I think that Trump is basically trying to preamp himself up either to come back in 2024 or to have a proxy, take back the House and Senate in the fall of 2022. But I don't see any statements of saying how he would solve the problem differently, other than maybe reopening the oil and gas industry, which he did originally.
I mean, well, what I'm saying is, first of all, Mr. Trump, okay, if all of a sudden Vladimir Putin prevails and steamrolls over Ukraine, and Vladimir Putin will be back in business. And especially if he gains the control of the Crimean corridor for natural oil and gas shipment, all right? That's what this is all about right here. All right. That's why, you know, it's not a political concern. It's an economic concern. That's what drives the world.
Let's go over some of the oil and gas, okay? Because this is where I have an area of expertise and knowledge. When I went to work in the Prophecy Club and did a talk in Israel, I got to talk to Fico, the oil engineer that was there. There was Hayseed Stevens. And that large bathless of oil they call the Leviathan Field is the largest oil field on the earth. It's bigger than Alaska. It's bigger than anywhere.
Right. No,
it's
basically
it's an underlying ocean of oil. Now, there are other big oceans, like the one in the Precursor Basin in Alaska, and the one in the American part of Alaska. There's people who realize there's other giant areas of oil. And, of course, they're doing shale oil here and gas. So there's no shortage of energy for a very long period of time. So that's what's happening here. And it's a matter of, can you get it to market? Well, the Canadian oil, I took care of the people when I was up in Canada back then.
Start aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, NutriSilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled N-U-T-R-I Medical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.
Number of parties with their agenda here, but it seems like we're being steered by what I call overlords that want to steer us toward economic and oil shortages, food shortages, and economic chaos. And really, this problem could have been solved very easily. In fact, as you mentioned, it was about Donald Trump. I mean, he's a negotiator. He may not be a good guy, but if you're dealing with mafia types, which he's done in the past with people like Putin, where he had this, Trump Tower in Moscow, I guarantee you that the oligarchs would probably get some deal out of it. And probably what would have happened is if Trump was there, he probably would have negotiated to make sure that the Russians could get their oil to ports without having to do a full-place invasion. It's obvious during the administrations what's going on here, because it was since 2014, even during Trump's administration, when we were supplying weapons to the Ukrainians to kill and shoot at Russians and the Donbass people that were Ukrainians to speak Russian, and because they didn't want them to speak Russian, they wanted to speak Ukrainian, even if they're Hungarian. So they're not without fault, too. And my guess is this polarization that we've done in the situation created the crisis and made it worse. It's almost like we tempted Russia to behave like Putin usually does when he wants to be a dictator. Does that make sense?
But yes, it makes sense. But that's what this whole issue is Russia wanting to make sure that they had a commerce avenue from Russia proper, Siberia actually, to a major shipping port. Actually, two major shipping ports, and they have it, and they want to make sure they have it, and that's why one of the first issues that Russia had with the Nord Stream 2, was this: the U.S. demanded that they shut down and cap off the Nord Stream 2, which was supplying Western Europe and Germany and Poland specifically. So that's right. And remember, as I said, Mr. Trump, okay, bless his heart, okay, he had a massive oil exploration going from Canada through North Dakota and so forth. That's what caused all kinds of political consternation with the Native American tribes, okay? It's his company shipping oil and of course causing massive pollution, okay, when he did when he went from Canada into the U.S. people tend to forget that, but right. The thing is, but in this situation right now, okay, that's what's going on, is that
but he had a deal with the Canadians were happy with it. That deal was cut off by Biden. So Biden, in effect, is acting in operation with the communist Chinese and globalists to create the perfect circumstances to tempt and pull Russia to do this. And that's what I see happening here. And, Putin says, look, you're not going to abuse me and get away with this. And he sees America as weak, so why not go in and invade and take what he wants down in Ukraine? And if you can get away with it, take up more territory and reestablish the Soviet Union.
Right. And of course, as a result, he's saying, well, what are you folks going to do about it? You going to stop me? Yeah. Of course we're not.
Yeah.
We're
right.
Not. Right, exactly. So that's what's going on as far as I can see, because nobody wants to put this in words, what the situation is. And, I probably have talked to 20 different people in D.C., in Washington, D.C., about this situation, and everybody has a different take on what's going on in Ukraine and Russia, and nobody will say that they don't know. Nobody, okay. And by the way, I think the chickens have come home to roost. As most of your listeners have heard me say, I dealt with Mr. Biden's son, okay, Bo Biden, in Iraq. All right. I believe Mr. Bo Biden would have made a great leader and a great president after dealing with him in Iraq and the situation of...
Yeah, but Bo Biden was a decent person. Why do you think they eliminated him? Because I think he was actually in a position there to know what's really going on. And his corrupt brother, Hunter, was just doing all kinds of things, taking drugs, being involved with pornography, all kinds of things.
Yeah, generally making an ass out of himself.
Right.
But the thing is Bo Biden was actually, what was he, the Attorney General of Delaware? And he told me that in his tent when I stopped and told him about the hazards and dangers of the burn pits and the nuclear gas from weapons of mass destruction that were being burned intentionally by our government and covered up. Okay, that's why they were. That's why they had the burn pits, was to cover up weapons of mass destruction that we had sold. We had sold the Iraqis.
Yeah, right. Well, the same thing is going on in Ukraine. All these bioweapon labs, for example, when Francis Boyle was there, he was on Alex Jones here, he was exposing the fact that why didn't we just grab those materials out of these labs and get the hell out of there? We didn't even remove the material even after they knew the Russians were coming. It's like, how stunned are you? Right?
Okay, I'm not quite sure what you
I'm talking about there are 18 different bioweapons labs in Ukraine with, you know, Russian, Soviet weapons in there, and they just left the weapons, maybe developed new weapons or new technology based on what they discovered there. And we know that there were the number of BSL 3 and 4 labs in America increased 30 times after Dr. Francis Boyle got the 1989 Bioterrorism Act in. So in other words, we're seeing behavior that's suicidally stupid here in the part of America and the West, including the weapons that we're actually funding in these foreign labs like in Ukraine. What the hell are we doing? I mean, it's kind of crazy, isn't it?
Well, you bet it's crazy, all right? Yeah, nobody said this whole situation was sane, all right? But the thing is I know what I saw, I know what I dealt with in Ukraine and dealing, you know, and preparing the Ukrainians in case they ever had an invasion by surprise by Russia, all right? And right. So what they should do and how they should react and our support that we were going to give them, give the Ukrainians, if they were ever attacked, all right, by Russia. So that's what I know. Everything else is just conjecture, but that's what I know. And I actually was in their planning stage with their operational command there in Lviv. The town that's in the news right now that's being bombed and attacked. All right? That's where I was.
Right. So, okay. So, John, give us your opinion on what Greg just said, because there's a lot of craziness going on here that doesn't – it's these are facts.
Yeah.
Where it is that we're seeing being steered by both sides toward a global collapse of the economy, a global war, a global shortage of fertilizer and food. And we're being steered step by step, and I see the actions by the NATO and by, you know, people in Brussels today with Biden too slow to act. Right?
Yes. Very, very slow to act, if act at all, to be quite honest.
Yeah.
And I think Greg is very much concerned about this as well.
Serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Joe Biden spoke in Brussels about the conversation he had with Chinese President Xi Jinping. What would happen should he decide to help the Russians?
I had a very straightforward conversation with Xi. Made it clear to him. I made no threats, but I made it clear to him. Make sure he understood the consequences of him helping Russia. But I pointed out the number of American and foreign corporations who left Russia as a consequence of their barbaric behavior. I knew how much he about his interest making sure he had economic relations and economic growth with Europe and the United States, and indicated that he'd be putting himself at significant jeopardy.
Senate Judiciary Committee has adjourned after 4 days of Supreme Court nomination hearings for Judge Jackson, and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer confirmed that her nomination is still on track for final consideration in the Senate before Easter. This is USA Radio News. Pope Francis criticized increased defense spending by Western nations following Russia's invasion of Ukraine as madness and said a new way must be found to balance world power. Speaking to a coalition of women's groups, the Pope said the conflict in Ukraine was a product of the old logic of power that still dominates so-called geopolitics. The real response was not more weapons and more sanctions. He said he was embarrassed when he read that a group of states have committed to spending over 2% of GDP in acquiring weapons in response to what is happening now. A 13-year-old Florida boy who fled a children's home with a teenage girl and fired on police deputies during a shootout has pled no contest to attempted murder. The boy entered the plea in juvenile court and was sentenced to maximum risk commitment programs where he will spend about 3 years. Then he will be on conditional release, the juvenile equivalent of probation. Deputy Don Maxwell, who hid behind a tree as he was fired upon, told the boy during the hearing that he forgives him. This is USA Radio News. USA Radio News.
No news.
Coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, PowerC Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871. Bringing nutrition and medicine.
Bumper. So, Greg, what okay. I was saying is I could actually, number one, I could do a remote thing, or I can just tell you what tests to do. I would say if I were just advising you, I'd say do a QEG, and we can get neurotransmitter levels at Great Plains Laboratory with Dr. William Shaw. And those two will tell us if you've got neurotransmitter deficiencies, which you can correct with nutraceuticals. And it would tell us we could also use transcortical lumen photon therapy on your head to try to see if we can stimulate the brain along with neural and vascular peptides. I also get frequencies that can be put through what's called a sonic life machine to stimulate regeneration of neural pathways, right? So the thing is that you can augment it with drugs. Most of the time, drugs are not going to fix this. You need to have nutraceuticals that stimulate the body at the stem cells to reestablish neural pathways that have been damaged. Because when they renditioned you, most likely what they did is they gave you, you know, things that traumatically injured parts of your brain so you lost, you know, some sensory nerve function in part of the body. That make sense?
Yes, that's correct.
Now, luckily, they didn't destroy the parts of your brain so you can actually pull up memories. So remembering all of these things, which I'm sure drives them crazy, and why you could write your book with your shadow author, Midnight and Samara. Now, let's just deviate and go over back to John W. Spring. What I hear is I hear confusing responses when I listen to Fox News and other people. And they don't understand how late the hours is or what's going on. Now, I don't need to speak prophetically. Like, you know, like in the past years ago, I would say prophetically this and that. I don't need to. I just need to give experts like you and John just make your statement and then just make an analysis now of where the hell we are and where we're likely to go. From what you've told me so far and what I know about bioweapons from people like Francis Boyle and what I know about the capabilities of cyber hacking into the power grid and so on, by the Russians, from my own intel sources, I think we're really in a lot of deeper water than people realize. And, it's obvious, for example, the Russians, because they can't engage in a normal street-to-street battle with these dug-in Ukrainians, they're just going to pull back and fire in shells until they destroy their community and cut off their supplies so they starve to death in the dark. And it's obvious to me that, that once they finish taking Ukraine, they're going to take the Poland, the Baltic republics, and then we then have a formal war between NATO and Russia. So I think we're no more than maybe a month away from that happening, maybe 2 months. But what's your suspicion? Because I think whatever's going on right now, I know they want to think that the Ukrainians will survive, but if their supply lines are cut off, if they can't take out with their air defenses, these Russians to get their own Ukrainian-induced no-fly zone, it's not only Ukraine that's screwed, it's the rest of the world is, because it's going to cut off, you know, fuel supplies for the other countries. Like Germany can't just cut off all their supplies to Russian oil and gas, or they freeze in the dark. So what we're dealing with right now is a situation that's untenable, and we're heading toward a number of catastrophes, all being pushed, all of us being pushed. It says in the book of Ezekiel, I'm against you in both Ezekiel 38-39, I'm against you, Rush. And it lists all the nations with Russia that are with hooks in their jaws being pulled down to the Middle East. And that includes Iran. I mean, this deal that Joe Biden wants to make with Iran is really deadly, because as soon as the Israelis perceive that they have a nuke, the Israelis are not going to wait. They're going to bomb the crap out of them.
Yes, including, that's so true.
And including Bashar. I already know I have Israeli intel contact. So well, the Israelis are not kind of cowards like us. If they perceive the enemy as something that they can do with this, they're just going to go nuts and just take care of it. So your comments, gentlemen, because I honestly think things of the hour is much later. I can't tell you precisely when or how fast, but to me, the trajectory of this thing is really quite disturbing, your analysis. Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'll try to be fast.
You want to be fast.
Thing.
Yeah, we'll do the show again tomorrow too at the same time.
All right. Well,
yeah, I just want you to be a very measured approach towards this, because I'm not going to say I'm going to speak prophetically like I know for sure. All I can tell you is with the intel I've been exposed to and the smart people like yourselves, when we look at it as a data, not just with from it's on like Fox News and so on, with people that are idiots like Marjorie Taylor Greene or some of these hosts that have never even been in battle or worked in an intel agency, people don't understand that what's going on here now is much, much more deadly than they realize. And the counter responses to what we do by Russia, once it crosses a certain threshold, is going to immediately entail us actually doing stuff to them that's going to be very deadly to the Russians. Right?
Well, like I say, Bill, hey, as far as I can tell, I understand the philosophy a little bit about what's going on here. Is as soon as a cordon de sanitaire is established from Russia across Ukraine to warm several warm water ports, okay, as in the Baltic, as in the Black Sea, all right, that's when you're going to see all this stuff slow down, curtail, and all this aggression stop. You'll see that, because the bottom line, you know, even in the workers' paradise, is what those oligarchs are making that are surrounding Vladimir Putin and making money. Okay, they have
right.
to make money, and that's how they can do that is from some of the richest energy source in the world. In my opinion, is the Priorska Basin, and ship it to market. Okay, that's it. That's what this all comes down to. All right.
Yeah, it's interesting. I heard today that the super yacht for Putin is tied up in Italy, and I saw a little blurb the other day too about his wife, who was the most flexible female athlete ever, and they had two kids apparently. I mean, God knows where she is, whether she's hiding in some kind of underground bunker, they say in Siberia, or if she's somewhere, say in Switzerland. But you know, people don't understand that Putin is a billionaire who runs the country like it's his back pocket game, right? And he's like a if you call it a Don boss, like the top mafia boss for a territory, like a whole country.
Yeah, the Don Basin, right?
Yeah, you like that?
When they say Don Bass, that's what they're referring to as the Don Basin. So
yeah, I'm being sarcastic when I say that.
Yeah, so what? I,
From all of the 38 representatives, I think, roughly, was there in Brussels. If he uses any of those, immediately triggers NATO to get involved.
Right.
So we're only a matter of hours away from, because he's obviously at a distance now. We should be bringing in naval ships to knock out his naval ships shooting missiles into these cities along the coast, because ultimately he wants coastal cities. Right?
Well yes. Those are the loading ports. That's where he's... Yeah, he's not doing this arbitrarily, wandering around, the Slavic countryside. No, he's not doing this at all. He knows exactly where he is going to create a cordon de sanitaire, an area where he won't be threatened, his commerce won't be threatened, and he can establish merchandising of his petrochemicals, I should say, LNG and oil. That's what it is. So, and you can see just in this country alone, when Donald Trump was busy pushing his Canadian oil agreement across the U.S. border into North Dakota, what happened there? Same thing. But that's what I see as
what happened to that deal? What happened to that deal? What happened to that deal? The Trump deal, because he managed to get it going, but Biden closed it down as soon as he got elected, because otherwise a few months ago it would have been already operational, bringing it in by pipeline directly to the United States around 1 billion barrels a month.
Well, if I remember correctly, as soon as that they laid that pipeline, as soon as it ruptured into the Missouri River, they quit talking about it. Nobody talked about that pipeline that was laid across in North Dakota.
Huh.
Angstrom silver, wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutraMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
NutriMedical's Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay.
And disconnect. When I saw the discussion of the various ministers from various countries today at the meeting in Brussels, I got the impression that the apathy and disconnect is disappearing. That the Europeans now realize that they're on the verge of a direct war with Russia in Europe now. This is a European war. It's like World War II continued, World War III, in other words.
Well, at least the Baltic states and Poland are very much aware of that. The
right.
Rest of the countries,
you know, well,
I don't think so.
Well, I saw some of their discussions and their responses, including even the Prime Minister of Britain, and I get the impression that mood is changing. In other words, they're starting to realize that, hey, we're dealing with an extremely aggressive Russia. It's not just going to stop with the Baltics and Poland. They're going to try to. We're at war with Russia. That's going to have a heavy losses because all of us are bound to fight each other, you know, against Russia. And that means that all these things that they put limits that he won't do, will be pretty sure he's going to use chemical, biological, nuclear, or even fuel air bombs. And he's going to cross that line. And we're going to be in a situation probably in the next 2 to 4 weeks where they have to do something directly with Russia. But they're playing around thinking that they get around with it. Now, if they had been getting the equipment to Russia, to Ukraine, to fight against Russia, the Russians probably would be completely stopped, and they would have the Ukrainian-induced no-fly zone, which they'd have. So far, what I see is I don't see that happening. Like, they shouldn't be able to fire off missiles from ships off the coast. I mean, if we had NATO involved there, or even, you know, people like Poland, I mean, the Poles, you should realize, they're next. If they take Ukraine, they're going to take Poland next, right after that.
Yes. Now, there's one comment that I'm going to make that you may not be aware of, and that was that my father was a U.S. Army chemical warfare officer.
Right.
And during World War II, I think he spent about 18 months in Moscow training and organizing their chemical defense program. And at the end of the war, he was very much aware of the chemicals that the Soviets or the Russians were able to acquire from Germany, mainly phosgene and nerve gas. They just stockpiled it in huge quantities. And I have no doubt whatsoever that those vast quantities are still available. But one thing that very few Americans understand is in a chemical warfare situation, you have to have protective gear, and
right.
Just to supply troops with it. And
right.
Just as we discussed months ago, Dr. Deagle, about why we should not be wearing these face masks, you have to understand that if you are wearing a chemical defense mask, you're not able to function as well as you are without one. Your supply of oxygen is much less, and this is one thing my dad taught me at an early age when I wanted to play with one of the chemical masks outside. He said, John, you're only going to be able to use it for a very short period of time if you're going to run around, because you're not going to get a very good supply of oxygen. So basically, people need to understand, when you bring in chemical warfare, you're bringing in an entirely different element, and you're going to have protective suits.
Right.
And I have a feeling...
you believe it or not, you know that we...
You were in that situation. You did not have a proper protective
suit. Do you know that we have hazmat suits below and above 5'7"?
I couldn't hear you clearly, but...
We have hazmat suits. We have intramedical. We have hazmat suits below and above 5'7".
Yes, I'm aware that you do carry those things.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, but the problem is, though, the average person doesn't perceive and think that that's that important. And again, it might be for the military, but what about citizens? They're not going to be prepared for chemical use. We've got a couple of minutes left here. I want people to prep up with the right nutraceuticals to protect them against new versions of the coronavirus, including the 2B version of the Omicron, because the virus has not gone away. There's apparently a new version. I'm not sure if it's been subtyped in China, and they said there's also a version of some other viruses ripping through China since the Olympics. My guess is that we want to presume that the Omicron, a milder version, is the end of the virus. It's not. There's a 2B version that's much more lethal. We also realize that this current situation is going to collapse food supply and economics. And that's the inflation that's occurring because of Joe Biden's approach toward printing money like a drunken sailor and then not, keeping the price of oil and gas down. And their creative environmental maniac approach is blowing up the economy, but also is something to invite to Russia. I mean, Russia sees this giant marketplace where everybody needs their oil, and if he gets this port there in Ukraine, he's going to get more control of the world finances, especially when now he's going to be tied to China. And China doesn't have oil and gas on their territory, so he gets to control China to some extent, and China gets to control them economically. So, where I see this going is not good. And our current president is the most incompetent fool we've ever had as a president. And Kamala Harris, whenever she gets into trouble, which is always, all she does is cackle like a crazy witch. So we're in a bad situation now. And Nancy Pelosi is like she's drunk, or you think she's drunk all the time when she starts talking and babbling. So,
Bill, if I can just have a little notation here on chemical warfare, is this, and this is in my book, fortunately it's in my book, is this. And thank you, John. It's good to talk to somebody who understands about the chemical warfare issue,
yes,
like your father
right.
does.
Right.
But the thing is that when I was there in Iraq, I discovered extensive underground storage units, storage facilities of VX gas. All right, it is stored in an oil form. But it's VX gas, and the thing was that there in Balad, where we were, that's where the president's son, Bo Biden, was, of course, and his tent was set up with his personnel, and the situation was, and this is rather personal, is that I had discovered. When I came into that area, I had discovered Russian chemical suits, mop suits. They're called mop suits, M-O-P-P, okay, mop suits. And those were soaked. They were soaked. All of those suits were soaked with a sarin oil, okay? They're sarin gas and sarin oil for the dispersal.
Right.
And that might ring a bell for everybody, especially in the audience. But sarin, the sarin nerve gas is what it is.
And they give those to the Iraqis to fight the Iranians because there were 12 times more Iranians, so they gave the sarin nerve gas. And that's right. Probably how Bo Biden died, right?
And that was part of it. And this is in my book. This is what happened. My command, my wonderful inept command, they told me, they said, Doc, okay, here's your job. You discover this stuff. Okay, you're the medical person. You go and you take all those Russian chemical rubber suits, put those in a pit. Yeah, here's the operative word, an NBC pit. Put all those mop suits in that pit and light them on fire.
Stupid, hey?
All right. So
I know I heard this is the cause of why Bo Biden died.
And that is a cause why Bo Biden actually developed a massive brain tumor was because of his tent and his personnel were it was downwind from that NBC pit that I ordered Doug to get rid of those chemical suits, those Russian chemical suits that were soaked in sarin, okay, sarin right. Oil. And his personnel, Bo Biden's personnel, and himself, they all contracted lethal terminal diseases.
And amazing, and of course, this is the kind of thing that we're talking about. It could potentially happen in Ukraine. Gentlemen, we're going to continue this discussion an hour or two tomorrow. The trajectory I can see for this is that it's all bad. Exactly how it's going to play out. My guess is if we got enough weapons, we can stop the Russians. If we don't get enough weapons to stop, then the Russians are going to take a good chunk of Europe and threaten the world. And we're, as they say, marching like the Walking Dead into World War III. How's that?
Well, as of now, 200,000 people have been to Iraq, been exposed to chemical agents. And guess how many claims?
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family. At NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family. Minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
One capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill, MD, discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Strength, because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill, MD, discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
COVID-19 coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, PowerC Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.